Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time. Hughes Holiday Stocking. Let's find out what is in there. So here's how this works. We have a whole group of people here, Hugh, that are lined up, ready to play. So the way the game works is very simple. Hugh will give you topic theme to give you kind of a sense of where to go. And then you hop on the air and you get to ask Hugh Douglas one, just one, yes or no question. He will answer it to the best of his ability. And then you have to guess. And if you guess it right, whoever guesses it right, they win, and you are the winner for today and automatically enter for the grand prize. Once you guess, if you're wrong, we move on to the next person. So it's important to listen because you may get a lot of clues if you are not the first or the second person up. Hugh, I trust our audience. They're ready to go. Are you ready to answer the questions about whatever it is that's in your stocking?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I feel some kind of way.
About?
Because y'all kind of buried Hugh's clues. So.
Well, this is kind of a variation on
y'all
Hugh's
know
clues.
I'm petty.
This is a variation. Right. This might be the way you get Hugh's clues back.
I probably won't, because I'm about to make it hard on you, because I don't forget nothing.
But you can't really make this
petty.
Hard.
We got an hour. I got an hour.
You got to be honest. What's
I'm
in your
milk all right, hour?
What? We can't do this for a full hour. That might be a little bit much. All right. Hugh, why don't you tell everyone the kind of the theme? What? Give them a hint in what's in your stocking.
This is a famous musical artist.
Okay, there we go. We start there. A famous musical artist is in.
No, I'm going to help y'all out. Or.
No.
Okay, fine.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
I know what you're doing.
What?
You're going to say something else they did and confuse everyone.
I mean, come on.
Okay, I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay, let's start with Rich in the Lehigh Valley. You get to ask Hugh one yes or no question, then you can guess who is in his stocking. Rich, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Rich?
Good, Rich.
All right, I'm going to say my question is it a female artist?
No.
All right, well, that takes away what I was going to say, but I'll just guess Elvis Presley.
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess, but not it. All right, Bob is up next on WIP.
Is he under 50?
Is he under 50? Nah.
Okay. Let me guess who it would be.
Take all the time you want. No, I mean, you're fine. I mean, I meant that, you know.
Okay. Oh, God.
Well, not really all the time.
Yeah, no. You can't lie to the guy.
I know. Okay, let's...
Damn it, Bob.
I don't know. I don't know.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
All right, Bob. Good try. All right, let's go to Hugh. When you tell someone they have all day, and then
I knew I was playing.
No, I don't think he did. I think you could tell by he exhaled a little bit. And I got all
He's
the
like,
time.
I got all the time. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, we have to try to adhere to some sort of standards. Our Rich in Pottstown is up. Go ahead, Rich.
Is he still alive?
Nope.
Michael Jackson.
Nope.
Rich, appreciate it. All right, Gary in Doylestown. And while Gary, I pull Gary up, 215-592-9494 if you want to play what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Gary in Doylestown.
Is he part of a band?
Some would say yes.
Okay.
Some would say yes.
Prince.
Nope.
Jordan in Philly. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, y'all. Is he alive?
Nope. Somebody asked that question. But you
roar and start.
David Copperfield?
He did. David Copperfield did.
Did he do music?
That's what I was wondering.
What? Guys.
Okay, let's go to Chris, the King of Prussia. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's up?
Good, thank you. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out. My wife should be doing this because she knows all about music. I don't. Is he Italian?
Yes.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
You nailed it, Chris. You got it. How did you get there, Chris? Was it the Not Alive? Was it the he was part of, maybe kind of part of a band type of thing?
Well, because the guy before me asked Michael Jackson, the only guy I could think of is Frank Sinatra, so I got lucky.
So you picked the other dead guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and Frank Sinatra was a fascinating character. They buried him with a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Yep.
Which is perfect for all this. Yeah.
Pack of Camel cigarettes and a roll of dimes and a Zippo lighter.
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's awesome.
Yeah, he's classic. Chris,
and good job, man. Too.
You officially are the qualifying winner for today. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush to Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75 liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores.
Sometimes talking is hard, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, it's extra hard when you're laughing because David Copperfield was a magician.
And is he still alive?
That's what caught you. Not the fact that he wasn't a musical artist. I think Copperfield's still with us.
I think so too.
Let's see. David Copperfield, is he with us? Yeah. Still alive.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, when did he die? Because I was thinking, when did he die?
So it ended up a double whammy of he's alive and not a musician. And we were looking for a dead musician. How did Frank Sinatra get into your holiday stocking today?
Because we were riding, right? And, you know, we said first, the theme is Jack Daniels.
Right.
And I remember one of the things about Frank. I can't remember which body he was buried with because I know it's Jack Daniels, but it's a specific bottle, a specific brand. I mean, a flavor.
Right.
And I couldn't remember what it was, but it was a big deal because he helped the brand. He helped the brand Jack Daniels. He helped them get the footing that they have now.
So you can think about the lifeline of ambassadors for Jack Daniels. Started with Old Blue Eyes, you're carrying
like,
the torch.
For real, I was thinking, I'm like, damn. Because, you know, he always... Like, those old school cats, man, the one thing that they always did, had a lot of women around them.
And a lot of drinks.
And a lot of drinks, and they would smoke.
One probably led to the other, which led to the other.
Yeah, man, and they partied. They partied. And Frank, like, his story is fascinating because, you know, he was friends with Sammy Davis Jr., mm-hmm. like a friend, during a time where, back then you ain't really had too many Black friends that you had roll with you the way that Sammy Davis Jr. rolled with the Rat Pack. So, yeah, I just, you know, he was well-respected on both sides, if you know what I'm talking about.
He's an all-timer.
And he made things happen, man. He made things happen.
The other my memory of him was he looked older to me than he really was when I was very young because people used to age worse than they do now.
I mean,
maybe it was all that drinking and smoking. Probably didn't help. But I was like, when I was young, he was in his 60s. But I thought he was like his 80s, and he wasn't. He was.
Them cats like him, man, and you talk about.
They lived hard. They lived hard.
They used to toss.
What do you have to say?
They sprinted through some women.
Sure did.
They put it. They were.
All right, watch yourself.
I'm just saying though, dog. Them cats right there, man. They had a hell of a time.
They did. What would you say a successful day number one of what's in Hughes Hotline Stock?
Well, it ended successfully.
We got the winner.
y'all a little worried. Y'all a little worried.
I mean, Chris saved everybody from disaster.
It was.
We had a repeat question within two. Somebody guessed David Copperfield.
That was what I got stuck on. I'm like, wait a minute. When did he die?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard this because you were on the phone call. We unpacked that David Copperfield is both alive and not a musician. I mean, we were looking for a dead musical artist, and we got nowhere near that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Derek in Burlington. What's up, Derek?
Say great job.
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's up,
man? Hey, Derek.
All right, so I have a quick question for y'all, right? Because I keep hearing that Jalen is really only good because of all this talent he has around him, right?
Been something that's been wondered, you know, for a long time, yeah.
All right, so here's my question, right? I think we all agree that Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes are the GOATs, right?
Yeah, for me, they're the top two. Yep, I'm with you.
Okay. All right. So let's take those two out of the equation. Can you name me all these other quarterbacks that are winning Super Bowl without loaded talent around them?
No, certainly not. Yeah, certainly not guys that go to multiple Super Bowls. Like, you get a one-off every now and then, but right.
But it's not happening, right? So let's think about it. Matt Stafford, we think, is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Rams to a loaded team. I think we all agree that team was loaded. And he won the Super Bowl. Nobody was complaining that the team was loaded. He just won a bowl. I want to address what Q said the other day about how would this team look with Dak Prescott, right? If we remember correctly, I think it was 2 years ago, the Cowboys had more Pro Bowlers on their team than any team in the league.
Yeah.
And what happened? They hosted a playoff game
to the Green Bay
and
Packers.
Got blitzed by the young Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So this stuff, I don't want Dak on this team. Because if there was no playoffs and it was just regular season, Dak might be the best quarterback in the league.
But there
has to be something for someone who just has the ticker when it matters the most and somebody who doesn't.
What I know is
Jalen got the ticker when it matters
but
the
see,
most.
But see, Derek, let me.
No?
No, let me help you
well,
out.
Well,
he has bit,
gotten
man.
Blown out in two playoff games.
No, let me help you out, though, because that was not.
He also won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Derek, but not always.
Can I be allowed to jump in there real quick? Because, Derek,
of course.
When I said that, that wasn't a slight at Jalen. That was a conversation that we all had because we were talking I drew a parallel from last night when we were at the hockey game.
Okay.
And some guys were in the stands talking about what if this player or what if that player would have been on the team during this time and he was healthy. It's the same conversation. It was not meant to be a slight on Jalen. It wasn't meant to diminish.
I didn't think you did.
But I just wanted to clarify.
Right. No. I don't think you meant it that way. But I think that people who heard it took it that way.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I don't think you meant it that way, and that's the
only reason
I'm clarifying it.
And here's the thing.
I don't think that was your intention.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Derek. We all play the what if game, right? But the one thing that we can't do, and this is the one thing that I will not let happen. Like I said, from 10 to 2, Jalen has accomplished a lot, regardless to who was doing what or whatever. He was the guy that was pulling the trigger. He was a guy that we can argue about who should have been the MVP or not, but he was the MVP. That's a fact.
Biggest issue. What you're saying is my biggest issue, and that's what I think some Jalen fans have. I don't think Jalen is beyond reproach. I don't think he's playing well this season, but I'm the same place like you. What I'm not going to sit back and do is act like the last 5 years didn't happen. Because I think that's what a lot of these people are now doing. Okay, well, we were just waiting for time to pounce on Jalen. And now that he's not playing particularly well, we're just going to erase the accomplishments that he had over the last 5 years.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Derek, I find Jalen to be really one of the most interesting quarterbacks to talk about. Because in a way, I think everybody's right, depending on your perspective and the side of it you see. Like, you're right. He's helped the Eagles win a ton of football games for the last 5 years. I also think, Derek, like I almost view the Eagles now, like think about the top college programs.
Okay.
So, like when they lose a top player, they just keep winning without him. And I wonder, and I don't know the answer, and I hope Jalen plays well Monday and for the next 5 years and they keep winning. But I think a lot of people wonder, like, if Jalen moved on and they had a different quarterback, would the winning stop? Because like when Alabama loses their quarterback, Ohio State, they just get the next one and keep winning. Like it's really how we view the Eagles and how great they are. Derek, good phone call.
94 WIP breaking news.
No, this is something completely different.
Over me?
Okay, what do we got?
According to Adam Schefter, Jalen Carter is out for Monday's game versus the Chargers after undergoing a procedure this past Monday on both of his shoulders.
Oh, no.
Carter is now undergoing treatment on both shoulders, and he will be considered week-to-week to return. Carter wanted to be as close to 100% as possible for the playoff run.
All right, so let's unpack this.
I'm not laughing.
What's
at
so
you.
Funny, Hugh?
No, I'm not laughing at you. But like, I'm in the studio with him, and he.
Oh, I got to tell you, we're cooked. By the way, Monday.
His whole mood.
Joe, we're in trouble.
Like Joe, I love you, man, but your whole mood, Joe. This is not the end of the world, dog.
We have a better race, Hugh. Did you forget what I did? Saying it's not over.
Joe, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
But. You look like
what
somebody just
the hell is going on around here? Okay. Well, you laugh it up.
No.
Let's unpack this. So, yes, was it yesterday Fangio spoke and said he's still battling shoulder issues?
Yeah.
But that was downplaying it, Vic. The guy had a procedure on Monday. Like, you could, that's like saying, oh, yeah, I stepped on a Lego last night. I'm having some foot issues. No, he had a procedure on both shoulders. Like, that's a big deal. Okay. It does explain his play lately, which has been down.
I need you to stop giggling.
I mean,
right,
we gotta lock in.
I'm sorry.
Lock in. Also, you know what this reminds me of? While we're on the 2023 parallels, remember when our guy Slay had the arthroscopic knee surgery while the whole thing was falling apart in 23? I love that he'll be back for the playoffs thing. No, we gotta get there.
No, it's gonna be all right, dog. I'm just laughing at Joe.
This is. You are out of control.
No, I know.
I'm just laughing
on today's
at
show.
Joe.
You have said it's better if the Cowboys win.
Wait a minute.
Worn your 10-gallon hat, pick the Cowboys, and now listen, giggling.
Y'all ain't gonna make this about. I'm laughing at you.
Well, what do you want?
How do you want him to react?
No, not like that.
Why?
Like, he was
one of our best defensive players is now out. Week to week.
No, you know what that was the equivalent
of? This thing
of?
Is falling apart.
You know what that was the equivalent
we got a
of?
Game to win Monday.
I am done. That was the equivalent.
Kaput.
Man, you gotta love it. They
no, love what?
Listen. Like I told you, pressure makes diamonds or makes coal. I love it. Hey, man, now you got to get it. You really got to get it done Monday night now.
I'm done.
That's what that sounded like.
I am done.
Let me go ahead and put. I'm going to go ahead and put $10 on the Eagle for Monday night.
You're the worst.
Oh, yeah. That makes it more likely they're going to win than their
best
win.
Man, I am more convinced they're going to win Monday night. Adversity. This is what you need, man. Listen. You live for moments like this.
What other adversary should we have? Should we just take my lot out of the game? Maybe tell Quinion to sit.
Why are you mad at
Leave
me?
Leave Jalen home.
Why are you mad at me? I ain't having surgery. Well,
you are like, this is the most jovial you've been the entire
because
show.
Because I feel like, doesn't this feel like a movie to y'all?
It feels like a
and
nightmare.
We're the good guy, right?
So the movie's coming to a variety of different
the
genres.
We're the protagonist, right?
Yes.
The protagonist. I don't know
if we're ready for this analogy.
No, it is. We're the protagonist. We're going to win this one, fellas. I feel good about this. I feel good.
Yeah. But how do you feel better than you did 10 minutes ago?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm saying this adds to the adversity. This is a great storyline.
So Schefter added, this easily could turn out to be a multi-week absence.
Of course it can.
But being placed on injured reserve doesn't seem to be an option now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he had, but does this sound to you like an arthroscopic surgery?
For both of his shoulders.
That's why to me.
This sounds like a wow.
That's like you don't just come back from multiple shoulder surgeries in a week. That's not.
Do you believe in Vic Fangio? Do you believe in him?
You know, here's what I believe. I believe in Vic, but I also think he's not a magician.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not David Copperfield.
Not having Jalen Carter out there, that hurts,
dude.
But this is where the rubber meets the road, man.
You know, I did wonder during that Bears game, did you guys notice a lot of Byron Young playing defensive tackle? And I was just like,
dude, we got dragged by the Bears run game.
I didn't look at Jalen Carter's snap counts, but I wonder if it was down because he was obviously not feeling right. And then they put Byron Young was in every time I looked. I'm like, Byron Young, he's like our fourth or fifth guy.
We're cooked.
No, we're not.
And he was cracking up over
No,
here.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe in narratives and storylines. And I know that has nothing to do with anything that's actually going on, but I just feel like I feel like
I know this has nothing to do with what's going on, but I believe
it. No, because it's I feel like watching and this is a culmination of a bunch of different things. So I'm gonna need y'all to follow me down this rabbit hole, by the way.
I'm trying.
When they made the story, when they made the narrative of the Hard Knocks episode, it was kind of more Cowboys centric than it was Eagle centric.
Well, yeah, right? They were the story last week.
They were the story last week because of what they won, right? And I just kind of felt because it's like they tried to paint them in the positive light, you know, Dak being a leader, all this other stuff. And they've been winning. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the Eagles are the real story, you know, and I think that these adversities that they've been facing. I think it's going to help galvanize the team.
You know.
And I think they're going to go out there in California. I was about to say San Diego again.
It is in California.
Well, it's California.
The whole thing's California.
Yeah, but it's like they're not in L.A.
California's pretty big.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
Yeah. But by the way, with all this, just with everything added up this year, there's no way if I'm Howie, I'm paying Jalen Carter this offseason. I know this isn't his fault.
No, you mad at him? Yeah. Don't want to get no money?
I'm not mad.
I mean, it's circumstantial.
He has heel issues. He had double shoulder issues. And how many sacks did he have this year?
He's just trying to hand out money to everybody.
I would think he wouldn't want to do that.
I'll tell you what you can do for us, Hugh.
What's that?
Why don't you shoot old Fletcher Cox a text?
I don't have Fletch's number, but we did talk about going hunting.
You have sources.
I did talk about going hunting with Fletch. Let me see if I can reach out to him on Instagram.
Yeah, use your sources.
It would fit the theme of this season.
Yeah.
What's injury, that?
Well, and then he retires again.
Someone's hurt, bring back the old Eagle. I mean, this is what we do around here.
But, never mind.
Okay.
I was about to say something, but it might not be.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
Fletch, 2 years removed from the game?
Yeah, it's probably out. It's probably over, right? Yeah.
Fletch out there racing cars, man.
Yeah, I would think he's probably not coming back. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. You can react with us to all this and the news that just broke that Jalen Carter had a procedure on both shoulders is something. I can't remember something like that, right, where the player had injuries on both shoulders at the same time in the middle of a season and getting the procedure. So it's a big one. It's not good.
Never mind. I'm not.
Okay, let's go to Music City, Mike.
What you do without the use of both.
Music City Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you guys just gut punched with the update about Jalen.
I know. It is, and it's Hugh's fault, too.
It's a win, right? It is your fault, Hugh. Dang Motor City, Motor Mouth, Detroit Davis, picking everybody all the time. So now you're saying the Cowboys going, why are you going to cheer for the Cowboys? How are you going to do that to us, Hugh? Then you want, I've been a fan since 1983. I went 35 years struggling, believing in this team. Hoping. Now you're talking we ain't long-suffering like Cleveland, whatever. The reality is that we're so close to the food, so close to the win, and these guys keep acting like it don't matter, like it's no big deal. And I don't know. I can't say it's number one's fault or it's this person's fault or anything like that. But I remember when we lost the first Super Bowl to the Chiefs. Was it Jalen's fault? I don't think so.
I know. He had one bad moment, but he mostly played excellent in that game.
No, it was sad. Barry and Maddox couldn't keep up whenever Mahomes started running around scrambling. They couldn't keep up with the receivers. Then we won the Super Bowl because we could keep up when Mahomes started scrambling. So it's a team effort. The thing that kills me about number one is he sits there all the time on the sideline with that stupid look on his face, like it's not impacting him. I've never seen him, and maybe they don't pan the camera over to him, but just once, I'd love for him to jump up and start freaking out when the defense makes a sack, fumble, or gets an interception or whatever, or just act like he's involved and cares instead of he's going to do it his way. Like he's playing money ball, like, oh, I'm going to do it this way because the numbers say it's going to work. Man, just be a hero, number one. For once, we need you. We're so close to something we've been waiting on forever, and you're trying to act like it don't matter, trying to act like it ain't important. Oh, I'm going to do it my way. Do it for us, dude. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when y'all lost to the Cowboys, I didn't listen to the radio. I didn't look at y'all's webpage. I didn't do nothing about Eagles for a whole week because it hit me right in the heart. Then y'all follow that up with that nonsense again, another loss to the Bears where it looks like they ran through you like your damn high school football team. We can't take this. So if y'all want us to care, you want us to be in, you know, really, really be heartfelt about everything the Eagles are doing, then show it to us. Show it to us. Let's see it.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Now we got you.
Was that it?
Well, I think that was close to the end.
Okay.
He's pissed. As far as Jalen not having the emotion on the sideline, I've moved past on that. Like, this is who he is. I think part of it is he wants to, like, show I'm stoic. I have an even heartbeat, right? I don't expect him
to... Never let him see you sweat.
Yeah. Listen. They need to score points on offense. Would it make you feel better? Would it make a lot of us feel better if Jalen Hurts is pumping his fist up and down when Jalen Phillips makes a sack or whatever? Cooper DeJean has an interception? Sure. Does that really change anything?
No.
I don't think it does. When Jalen is out there on the field with the offense, they need to move the football, keep the ball, convert for third downs, have first downs, score points. Go back to 2022, his best year. Jalen Hurts wasn't jovial on the sideline, right? He wasn't Mr. Smiles on the sideline. Wasn't there a moment? I think there was a game late in 22 where they blew the Giants out in December up in MetLife, and they were up like 35-0 in the second quarter. He's just sitting there like stoic. That's who he is. Like, if he plays great, nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'll just say I don't care.
I mean, it does. I don't know what that call was about, to be totally honest. It was all
he's just a lot of feelings. He's mad at you. I think it started off mad at you.
First of all, I told you how I felt about the game tonight. That's not me cheering. That's me telling you what I think is going to happen.
I think what people got mixed up was, you're right, you told us you think the Cowboys are going to win, which is fine, and they might, right? They're playing better than the Lions right now. But then you said it'd be better for the Eagles. I think people put those two things together, and you became Dallas Douglas.
Well, people are stupid.
Okay.
because I was saying that for the motivational fact. See, this is the thing with radio, and folks have to stop doing this. Don't just take one thing that's being said. You have to consume this as a whole. So that's why I suggest you go on the Odyssey app.
Rewind.
And listen, if you don't understand something, because a lot of times, a lot of folks come on here and don't understand what's being said because you're so in your feelings, you don't hear everything. I never said I was rooting for the Cowboys. And when I said it's better for them to win tonight, because that's more motivation for the Eagles. See, because a lot of y'all, I'm talking about you people now, y'all want to take the easy way out. I don't believe in it. I'm gonna take the path less walked. And the one, that's what I'm saying, Kyle, seriously. So if the Cowboys win, that means I need to keep my foot on the gas pedal. Because that's what grown, like, you know what they used to say, men do what they want, boys do what they can. Mm. See, that's a man's move. When you go out there and they win and you got to keep winning. Boys do stuff when, you know, the other guy loses and you're happy because he lost, because that means it takes pressure off you. I make man moves.
You're on fire.
Foot on the gas, right?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I put my foot on gas, bro.
What happens if the tank's on E?
Then you better hope to pray that the gas station is close.
Yeah,
because we ain't taking our foot off that gas.
Yeah, okay.
So we're back to hope.
Yeah, we're bringing hope.
No, you better, baby. You know,
we better
find
a gas station. All right, 215-592-9494. For one final segment, we'll get to your phone calls here. A lot to react to. Not the best news. We just brought it to you. Jalen Carter, I guess you call it double shoulder surgery?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yep. Okay. Dude.
You even thought about the same thing.
How?
Dude, how you gonna wrap your butt, man? Like, same. Both of your hands, like you in the sling, you like this. Do you mean that's when your mom or your significant other?
Oh God,
that's a lot of love for a woman to wipe your butt like that. That's a lot. That's a lot of love.
Only on the show.
No, because you thought about it first. I just said it.
Like I thought about everything, man.
It's like damn. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I might have just said, "Do the left shoulder first. Give me two weeks, then the right one."
But you ain't got time for that, Joe. We got a
playoff run.
He didn't have time for that. What you're describing, he didn't have time for that anymore.
But they have people that do that. You got to call the nurse people. I know some.
They have people that do that.
They got people that wipe you. That's their job. Professionals. They got professionals.
Professional wipers.
Well, that's not all they do, but that's a part of it.
Okay.
Now, right. My question is,
cut the mic. All right, your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll get to a positive. Some of us had a good day, including one of the Eagles wide receivers. Good day yesterday. We'll hit that. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what? If you're still eating leftovers from Thanksgiving, you're probably sick. Stop it. Throw those leftovers away. This is what I need you to do. Get you some of that sweet Italian sausage from Hatfield. And make yourself a breakfast casserole. If you're that hung up on Thanksgiving and you want that Thanksgiving meal, just go get you some of that sweet Italian sausage and whip yourself up a breakfast casserole so good that it'll be reminiscent of that turkey dinner that you had a week ago. For store locations, recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
welcome back. Mm-hmm. Good day show, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that didn't work.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
Okay, you good over there?
I'm awesome.
We better than the Eagles?
I mean, it's a lot going on.
All right, you know what? Obviously, things are not great, right? We got two straight losses. Hugh's picking the Cowboys tonight. I'm at a crossroads here with this division banner raise thing.
How about we start over?
Go ahead, try that. There we go. It's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
When I hear this song, I mean, it's a great song, but I always think of the scene in Elf. You remember that, the scene in Elf, when they're on their date?
Yes. It's been a while since I've seen Elf, though.
Oh, Elf's a yearly staple around this time. Great song, great movie. All right, so look.
The other thing never happened.
Well, the beginning of the segment? Yeah, no, we're back right here. Just this is, we're buttoned up on this show, and that's what everyone
always
says.
That's what it is. I believe it.
Went to break wondering how Carter was going to wipe his butt.
Yeah, it did.
Also, who's reporting that it wasn't surgery, it was a procedure?
McClain. Yeah,
what does that mean?
I don't know, dude.
It's not that bad.
Ask Insider Hugh.
Not that bad. I mean, anytime they cut on you, that's surgery.
That's what I thought.
Because they ain't going to cut on you and not put you to sleep. Especially they're doing both of you.
I'm just wondering if they have medical procedures we don't know about anymore. Like, they're like these new things that are procedures but not surgery. Anyway, we hope Jalen Carter gets back soon. He's not playing on Monday night. So, been a tough week. Tough day for Hugh Douglas in here with the Cowboys stuff. But a good day yesterday for some people around here. Let's start with the midday show, hitting some goal scorer bets at the Flyers game last night.
Yeah, I made a nice little piece of cheese.
I officially.
Yeah, you're all welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I got to thank you. You guys know how to act in public, though.
Acting fine.
No, I mean.
I became a Bobby Brink fan last night.
No, you guys were yelling at the refs.
They were enjoying a sports game.
It was
in
a bad call. I mean, what are you talking about?
Y'all were wild. Y'all were a little wild.
We were not wild.
A little bit.
I don't think anyone in our section would have said we were wild.
No.
A little bit.
Because we booed the ref?
Y'all were booing the ref, calling him mean and hurtful names.
And he earned those.
I guess because that was the first time we all three
went
out there.
Do you know where you are?
And it was just like, I was like, wow.
Were we the only ones booing that ref?
No, you weren't.
Okay. Then maybe everyone's right.
It was wild to see you guys like out like that.
Are you aware of what Philadelphia sports fans do when they disagree with something that happens?
I wasn't prepared for y'all to act like that, though.
Why?
As you're forgetting, we had goal scorer bets on the line, which we hit.
We did.
Yes, we did.
Boom. All right. So. Good day for the midday show last night. We enjoyed
three
going to the
game. Three goal scorers, by the way. Which is hitting one is pretty crazy.
But and we hit the two back-to-back with Zegras and Brink. Yeah. Boom, back-to-back. Also, I guess we'll count this as a really good day for A.J. Brown. It's always nice to get compliments, right? A.J. Brown, I guess he was at an Acme yesterday?
Yeah.
He was doing something for his charity, and which is great. But he had a woman come up to him and give him a compliment. Here's how that sounded.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
You fine.
Oh, well, thank you. God bless you.
That lady said you fine.
I haven't seen AJ that happy in a long time. He was honored. He felt like flattered.
What?
You ever take you?
You know,
we're on the air.
She said he was fine.
No, I just had a thought. You know, the old folks at the old folks home, they get it in. They got some of the highest cases of like STDs at the old folks home.
Where did that come from?
I'm saying because she was old. I'm not saying she had an STD.
Oh my God.
But
well, that's good.
What I'm saying is it just made me think that like when you go to like the old folks home, they still be getting it in. And they have
well,
like
what
they
else
get,
they have
they
to
get
do?
STDs. And
it's not
stuff.
Like they have to go to work or anything.
Because she was shooting her shot. She was letting it be known if that's what he was trying to do. She was with it.
I didn't Good think she was that old.
No.
She's old enough to know what she wants.
Well, that's for
and
sure.
She
that's,
wanted AJ Brown.
That's for sure.
That's
I just
you
see more of Hugh's demographic.
No, listen, man.
Which isn't that far from the
no,
home.
No, listen. It's one of those things that, you know, it's like because my mom is in an old folks home. And when we put her in there, that was one of the first things I thought about. I'm like, hold up, mom, you ain't gonna be in here.
No.
You ain't gonna be in here.
Well, hold on.
You know what I mean? Getting live.
But she could do whatever she wants.
I know, but it's just
she's
funny.
Mom. Yeah.
Like, yeah,
what are you
but it's
say?
Like, but I but you know, I'm like, and she kinda looked at me like, I'm like, hold up now, cause you know, they get loose in the old folks home because ain't no restrictions or boundaries. Just make sure, you know. No glove, no love type situation.
Oh, you are.
No, listen. I wasn't no. Come on, man. I ain't the only one that thought. I just said it. But you do like you. That's they still get it in. Cause you know I always wondered like when I was younger, would I still feel ornery as I got older? And guess what? I still do.
Yes, that's not going to change.
I mean, I'm just saying. But because you do kind of wonder, because, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm close to that diaper age. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, I would think the diaper really has to curtail
saying. You know, I mean, you know, because you got to.
I would
hope
there's not as much overlap.
No, I'm just saying. You got to make sure, you know, you just got to keep it spicy. That's what they are.
That's it.
All right. I mean, I was just like, yeah, she was like, you fine. And you know the way she said you fine, we all knew what she was thinking about.
Yeah, that was clear.
So that's what I thought, what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
You aged this woman, though, about 15 or 20 years.
She's about 60. I would say 65, maybe.
60-ish, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not in my wheelhouse.
You're not that far.
No, I ain't that far, but I'm not that close.
Got news for you, pal.
I'm not that close.
All right, all right.
I skew more like early to mid-40s.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Any more descriptive? Yeah. Do you want to describe
it? I'm just saying, I gotta tell you, feel like, you know.
I'm close to tapping out today.
I'm just saying, dog. I skew more like in my mid-40s, in my opinion.
All right, let's go back to the... When I have to go to Big V for some sanity, we know we've gone off the rails. Go ahead, Big V.
Oh, really? Well, thanks. I really appreciate that dubious distinction.
Yep. I'm looking for a lifeline here. I got Hugh Douglas talking about people getting live in the old folks home. Come on.
I'm sorry. You may cut me off early, Joe, because I'm about to
talk,
off of that little
Big V. Go. What do you got,
Joe? Look, you put the banner up. Stand 10 toes down on that.
Okay.
Have some faith in your team and stop acting like these fools on the you people line going back and forth. Don't flip-flop, Joe.
Don't
this
be a flip-flop.
You put the banner up. You said, we got this. We're only down 4 games. And, you know, we got a few more to go. You have some faith in our team. Okay?
You know what, Big V? I needed to hear this today. I'm glad we got you on. I'm glad you said that. I am feeling much better as the show goes along. I'm not sure if it's all the stuff that Hugh has said that it's just, you know, got our minds everywhere else, but I feel better now than I did when the show started. We're going to be fine. We're going to, Big V, I think we're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
Good. We are.
Glad to hear that, Joe. Now I'm back to loving you again. You might even get a Christmas present.
Wow. Big V, appreciate the phone calls. Andy in Westchester thinks that I cursed the Eagles. Andy?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm just thinking about this too. Hugh, are you excited about winning Insider of the Year?
I feel pretty good about my chances. I don't know because I took a shot at one of the chairpersons this morning, and that dog might not hunt.
Did you see him yet?
Yeah,
I did.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy, because he just got slapped at the Joe Giglio curse, the kiss of death when he said you're going to win it.
Well, yeah. I did say unless someone breaks the real hurt story, like what's gone on this season. Now, if that comes out, Hugh's cooked, right? He can't beat that. But if no one has that by the time they give the award out, I mean, this Slay thing's a big deal, Andy. It's the biggest thing of the year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, once you proclaim him the winner, it's over, Hugh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I might have.
You got to duct tape. Mouth shut.
Yeah,
Andy, I'm not sure how many sections you were over from us last night, but you didn't hear Kyle and I acting out of hand, right? We were just booing the ref a couple times.
Oh no, we always boo the ref. We
were
doing it in our section. I mean, we're doing other pinkies.
Where are the zebra stripes? You're getting booed.
No, it was a fun time. Al came to visit us.
Yeah, Al did. Yep.
Al came to visit. It's always a great time to see Al. Yeah, it was. Man, I had a ball.
By the way, Hugh, my buddy that I was with, he worked at the gym. Jim used to go to in Glen Mills.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, you're real talkative and outgoing. And I was like, you Douglas? We're talking about the same guy?
Yeah, he might have caught me on a good day. He might have caught me.
I don't know. He said you were there all the time.
Yeah, but I used to go there.
Anyway.
Yeah, back in the day.
So, Joe, the way I'm looking at it is not – so when the Phillies were way ahead first half of the season, as soon as you announced them winners of the division
mm-hmm. –
they fell apart. They did win the division, but the second half of the season, they just crapped out. And then the same thing this past year. So once you announce it, it's the downhill slide. They might win the division, but you already put the jinx on them.
See, that is a different way to look at it. I was kind of looking at just the bottom line, but you're right. I mean, that's true. That they didn't play as well after I said it. And Andy, it feels like we might be going towards the same thing here. Like, logically, the Eagles are probably still going to win this division, but it's not going great, and it's going to get tight. And I might be responsible for that, Andy. I kind of get it. I kind of get where you're coming from.
So, and what sucks is you can take the banner down. I mean, it's done. It's
over. You got to hang that.
I know. When banners go up, Andy, good phone call, they stay up. I mean, that's the way banners work.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, we'll make the final decision coming up in about 10 minutes. All right, let's grab Jake and Delco, and then we'll get to you people. What's up, Jake?
Jake. Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, what's Jake.
Up, yeah, I don't know, Joe. I don't know, but Hugh's probably feeling good that he didn't help you raise the flag that day. You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, but he just watched. I mean, he could have participated.
Well, it's like it was a lot of football left to be played, you know. And I think when we started raising the banner, that's when some of the teams that were supposed to be winning started, you know, losing a little bit.
Are you blaming me?
Well, no, I'm not blaming you. It's just that it's the ebb and flow of football. Because, you know, you got to think we started off the season pretty hot and heavy, pretty fast and furious, right?
4-0.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the NFL as a whole.
Okay.
You know, because all
Joe
the quarterbacks were throwing them out of school.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like Joe should be banned from the flag game just entirely. Any sport, any flag, Joe is just not allowed to, you know, raise it, take it down, touch it, anything.
Like I'm on probation for a while for this kind of stuff?
Probationary flag, period.
I would say banned. All Pete Rose work.
What happens if they win the division? Like, am I off the hook?
No,
people will still call you a jinx.
No. So we went through this with the Phillies.
We did do this with the Phillies.
You know how this goes.
Even though they still won the division. So it doesn't. It really doesn't matter what happens.
No, you can't win.
It's my fault.
You
anyway.
Cannot
You know
win.
What? That's true. Jake, good phone call. You know what? That last thing we just unearthed there, that no matter what happens, I lose, it's going to inform if I actually pull this banner down by 2 o'clock today. All right. Let's get to you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So hold on. Joe thinks we don't already think he's a fool?
That's how
well,
we start
it,
the show.
It would be cemented. I did notice, because we have video up of the opening of the show, and you know, if you ever watch a video on Instagram, like you see the words, right? Yeah. And then, the one that's paused on, it just says fool. And it's like...
Oh, that's
going to be a meme.
Yeah.
It's just me looking like a dummy, and it just says fool underneath.
We'll be seeing that one again.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah,
good.
Go for it, guys.
Joe has to stop protecting Hugh.
What'd he do?
Well, guys, he'd be in trouble if I stopped doing that.
We're the only thing holding
you. We'd be right there.
The last time that we didn't protect you, I believe that was the furry convention show.
I had a ball. I'm going back.
Oh, great. Oh,
I'm going back.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your friends.
No, it's not. No, you going is fine. That's your business. It was. It seemed like it became a 4-hour.
He's going to end up at the after party this time.
Uh-oh. I'm going to probably go to the after party.
Okay.
Because I want to see how the furries get. I'm not going to participate, but I want to see how the furries get down.
Yeah, I think we can probably
guess. How the furries get down.
I think they do. But they were adamant about the fact that they don't get down like that, but I'm going to see.
Oh,
I'm going to confirm or deny.
And then when they get older, you know what happens in the old people home.
Oh, yeah, they get it in.
Yep. Furries and diapers.
You know, it's a old folks home in Florida that has like the highest STD rate. In Florida.
Right.
Like
well, here village. We go.
I'm just saying. It's not. It, you can look that up. It's like, it's, I forgot the name.
Well, I was the one trying to tell you about Miami women.
You know what happens? They get old. They go to that home.
That's right.
That's why this happened.
Yep. So we did Hugh dirty by putting this poll up about, is a Cowboys win good for the Eagles?
Oh, yeah.
You know what somebody said? This is the worst poll in the history of WIP.
Wow, we've had some bad
that
polls.
That says a lot.
I mean, we have bad polls every day.
You know, man, the one thing that I can't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like worry about is what people that don't hardly barely listen thinking about
yeah,
the poll.
Yeah, yeah, no, you shouldn't worry about it.
I just see the polls.
Until I'm in my petty mode and then I start clapping.
Yeah. We told you to lay low.
Yeah, but I got to lay low because I've been
because of Larkin, yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of, where is Blue Jeans Barry Larkin to put an end to this?
Blue Jeans Barry Larkin.
I love the shift that he's become Larkin now.
Just Barry Larkin.
This has become telephone. Larkin. Like, what is his name going to be in a year? Guy went from Rod Lakin to
Blue Jeans. It was Rob Lincoln.
Rob Lincoln to Blue Jeans Lakin to Rod Larkin.
Barry Larkin.
To Blue Jeans Larkin.
Barry Larkin. Baseball player. I can't believe Joe and Kyle peer pressured Hugh into winning Insider of the Year.
Peer pressure.
You owe us. And your victory speech, we expect a little bit of.
I'll give y'all a shout out.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give y'all a shot.
Kyle should be fired on the spot for not knowing who Pierce Brosnan is.
I was shocked. He's a very famous actor.
Yeah, he is. He was 007.
Yes. And he was also in Mrs. Doubtfire, which I thought everyone saw.
Fired on the spot is tough, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They coming to get your key card. I know what that feels like when they put it to you, get that key card.
That poor fella Hugh just delivered the least inspiring speech I've ever heard.
Well, I guess maybe the Eagles shouldn't play it before the game on Monday.
No, that guy right there, he's cooked.
It's the poor fella.
Yeah, he cooked.
No worries on Carter's shoulder, guys. Hugh Douglas made the Eagles Hall of Fame with T-Rex arms.
Who needs shoulders?
That's somebody who listens to the show.
Yep, that's good. Douglas was a solid player, man.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Nah, that feel like another shoe about to drop later on.
There is. Yeah, yep. But. Yep. Hugh Douglas is a bitter, gray old man.
I'm not mad at that one. Yep. I might be a little bitter.
Yeah. Yep. Hugh, it was a fun experiment. But the iPad's got to go. You aren't ready for it.
Oh, you are.
No, see, listen.
You went too far.
Well, this is what happened today.
I got the upgraded one. I got the one with the computer chip in it.
You shouldn't have.
I should have got the simple one.
You're adding technology. You need to start dropping it. The notepad was good for you.
I still got the notepad, but the iPad, you know, I was like, hey.
Dude, you started off with issues with your phone going off over the air. Then the watch. And now the iPad, less technology.
Well, it's basically the iPad because I guess when it hear me say different things, it catches.
Well, so this is what happened today, by the way.
And they better figure this out. 215-592. What are you doing? You okay?
Now. I didn't call nobody. Stop.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how to do this, well, man. This is the new iPad.
You're calling friends during the show?
I'm not calling anybody.
I heard her voice.
No, but I don't know how to work this new iPad.
All right, one last thing here. Joe, the people want you, if you're not gonna roll out the banner, mm-hmm. are you willing to put something at stake?
Like what do they want?
Something on the line.
Job? They want that.
Well, no, yep. I mean,
why you want his job?
Joe brought up his job, nobody else did. But if they don't win the division.
Like I have to do something?
Yeah. Something on the line.
All right. I mean, do we have any ideas right now, or we're going to workshop this?
No, we can workshop.
Okay. No, I'm willing to do something mm-hmm. you know, largely embarrassing.
I think especially if the Cowboys win, we might need to start fielding those suggestions tomorrow.
Largely embarrassing.
Well, what if I do an entire show, clown makeup, the nose, the white face, like the white paint?
You know, I really like that.
Like the memes where they put the clown face on you, but I just am the clown the entire show.
That's funny.
I like that.
Sure. I mean, I'd be willing to do that.
Good.
But the problem for you guys is that's not happening. You know why? Because the Eagles are winning this division.
They are.
And we are not. And I repeat, we are not rolling up this banner. Hugh, I said it a month ago. I'm sticking with it right now. The Eagles will still win the NFC.
I believe it.
I know you believe it. Even though you were laughing at the Jalen Carter injury earlier, we know you believe it.
I was laughing at his injury.
You were laughing at my...
Your reaction
emotions.
Was like somebody came in and kicked you in the mommy daddy butt, like, and you didn't know it was coming.
Well, it felt that way. It really did.
Yeah, it did.
Eagles are still going to win this division. We're not taking down the banner, and the Lions are going to win tonight. They're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys, Hugh Douglas.
So.
This is a Lion spot tonight.
I hope so.
They're season on the line. They have to win this football
game.
You told me that about the Eagles.
Yeah, but I...
They have to.
I don't know. I just don't feel like that's going to be the narrative. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
It is a huge game. I'm excited to watch. It feels to me like a 30-28, 2 minutes to go. I don't know.
Yeah, what they say, the over 50-some points?
54.5.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's going to be a great game.
It's going to feel like a playoff game tonight. Let's go, Lions. Hopefully they go get that victory. Hugh, listen, you do what you got to do, but I would consider taking the iPad back to the store. Let me just say I'm not ready for this kind of.
I'm just gonna get my daughter. I'm gonna ask her how to use it. She probably knows how to use it. She went to college.
Yeah, I think you need to disconnect the phone.
She went to college, but it was years.
You need to go to college for it.
She went to college.
You most grade school kids could use the iPad. you don't need the college degree to get the iPad rolled out. All right. Hugh, good luck with that. Let's go Lions tonight. We will talk to you guys tomorrow on a Football Friday. The afternoon show is next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.